Loam Hedge, Disc 8.
Chapter 26. The storms which had been battering the high cliff sides slackened off to a steady downpour. Fenner popped her head outside the cave, shielding her eyes.
It's hard to see anything properly on a rainy night. No sign of Horty yet. I do hope he's all...
A monolithic shape loomed out of the darkness, silent as a moon shadow. The squiddle maid staggered backward as a badger of massive proportions padded in. Over his shoulder lay Horty, draped like a limp rag. The badger carried on past them to the back of the cave, his deep growl echoing.
I found your friend. Never fear, he'll come to his senses before too long. Be still now until I get a fire going.
Bragoon's paw stayed Springald from rising.
Be still, Spring. Do as our friend says.
They heard steel strike flint as the badger's soft breath coaxed flame from the sparks that fell onto the tinder. Soon, a pale light flickered. It became a proper fire when the badger added dried grass and twigs to it. He banked it up with broken pine branches, waited a moment, then turned to face the travellers. Bragoon had encountered a badger or two before, but none like this one. Warrior was written all over this giant beast, from the great bow he carried, to the long quiver full of arrows, to the lethal dagger strapped below his shoulder. He wore a simple smock of rust-hued homespun, belted with a woven sash. But it was his face that denoted his calling. A deep, jagged scar ran lengthwise across the broad, striped muzzle, with stitch marks pocking either side. The dark eyes remained impassive, reflecting the firelight. The otter judged him to be one of those fated creatures cursed with that malady called blood wrath. The red tinge mixed with the creamy eye whites betrayed it. Bragoon had heard tales of such badgers that described them as terrible to behold and unstoppable in battle. The otter held out his paw flat, with the palm upward, a sign of peace. The badger did likewise. Then he placed his paw on top, making Bragoon's look like a tiny paw of a dibbon.
I am Lona Bowstripe. This is not my cave, but you're welcome to stay here until the hare recovers. I saw you escape those rats today, and knew you would shelter up here. I watched from the hills what a brave thing your friend did. I killed those three rats who tried to capture him. Vermin of bullies and murderers. They're no great loss to any beast. Who are you? Why are you in this country?
The otter bowed respectfully.
I am Bragoon. This is Sorrow, Fenner and Springald. The hare is named Horty. We are travellers.
He gestured upward toward the plateau on top of the cliffs.
We are seeking a place called Loam Hedge. It lies somewhere up there.
Lana began stringing his bow.
A dangerous quest, friend. There are many Darrat rats out there still. Their captain was one of the three I slew. You need to reach the cliff tops without interference from them. Your journey will be hard enough without rats following you. Perhaps they're camped in the area. I will warn them off. Pass me an arrow, Fenner.
The squiddle maid took a shaft, nearly as long as she was, from the badger's quiver. They watched Lana blunt the point by jamming an old pine cone over it. He held it to the fire until it was blazing and crackling. Testing the air outside the cave, the badger seemed satisfied.
It's not raining too heavily now. The shaft should burn for a bit before it goes out.
With a single graceful move, Lana set the blazing arrow on its string, drawing the shaft back until the burning end almost touched the bow. Whoosh! It shot off like a rocket into the night sky above the dunes. Throwing back his head, the big beast roared out in a thunderous voice that echoed around the cave and along the cliff sides.
I am Lona Bowstripe! I eat rats! I will taste the blood of any who are here by dawn! You will
returned to the fire as they took their paws from ringing ears and began tending to Horty. Lana smiled and shook his head as Horty began to stir.
He looks hard to kill. I've heard it said that hares are perilous beasts. This one will be a warrior one day.
The giant badger looked so large and ferocious in the firelight that Springall could readily understand how the rats would fear him. She inquired politely.
Sir, you didn't really eat 3 rats, did you?